Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
Hey everybody, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach with Weight Loss Practice Builder. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about your fun factor at work. Now I know seeing patients is a very serious thing, but in weight loss, it's actually pretty great that we get to see a lot of success, and success makes us happy. And being happy is a great way to be at work. And sometimes your days may not be going quite as great, but a lot of times that's where your fun factor will help save the day and keep everybody moving in the right direction and improve your job satisfaction for all of your employees. So I was going to talk a little bit about some ideas for your fun factor. And a lot of them are things that we put into place already in practices here and in other ones that we've worked with. So for fun factor, one of the things we can do is just make sure that you have perhaps a particular day of the week where they get to be a little bit more themselves. For example, we do a fun Friday. So on Fridays, people get to wear jeans. Of course, they're dressed professionally, but they can wear jeans, which is a nice kind of special thing. It's also our day where we do counseling and see patients, but yet it's also our sort of cleaning day. So somebody's assigned, we can play music and they get all everything, make sure everything's shredded, everything is cleaned up, everything's all ready to go in those areas where your housekeeping can't get to perhaps because of HIPAA violations or potential HIPAA violations. So we take care of all that. So Fridays is sort of our day where we, like I say, wear jeans, play some music, a little bit different than what we might during the week, and everybody kind of just gets their jobs done and tidies up at the end of the week getting ready for the next one. That's one thing that we do. The other thing, the staff come up with a lot of them themselves once you get going. One of the things is every time somebody sneezes, this may seem kind of silly, but every time somebody sneezes, instead of saying God bless you, we all say you're beautiful. And it's just kind of a funny thing, and when patients hear it, they're like, what the heck was that? But it's just one of those things that we do. As soon as somebody sneezes, we say you're beautiful or you're handsome if it's a guy. And it just is one of those different things that makes our place a little bit more differentiated and also makes you feel good. Some of the other things that are helpful is in the mornings, oftentimes we have a little workout routine. So before everyone gets going, or we'll do them two at a time, people go it back into the a room right off the main office, and we do our sets of squats, our sets of crunches, and we do our planks, and a couple other arm exercises. So it's just a way to get invigorated before the day starts and to have a little bit of camaraderie and a little bit of competition never hurts either. So we'll incorporate that for a little bit of a fun day. And then some of the other things that we oftentimes will do is just do special things for each other. It might be just a note that's left on your computer with a little one of the little notepads, and it might just say, hope you're having a great day, you look beautiful today. If we know what somebody's going through something, we'll make sure that we have a picture posted that'll make them laugh that day. We'll take silly pictures around the office, and then we'll post them up at various places. So it's just a way to help build that relationship and build that rapport. The other thing we do have a fitness center here, so sometimes we'll do group fitness classes, and we do encourage the staff to participate in those, but we'll participate as well, and it's a good, fun thing for them to do. And you don't have to, if you'll notice, none of these things cost a lot of money, but it's one of those things that just builds that camaraderie and builds that desire to come to work and be a true team and work together. Once you start a few of these things, and it really does come from the top down, being able to participate and to encourage this, once you get things going, it's interesting, it becomes sort of, creates a little life of its own. And as long as everything's done in a very professional manner and it doesn't interrupt patient care, certainly that's very acceptable and something that just makes your place a little bit different. So what's your fun vibe at your office? I'd love to hear some of the things that you do in order to make it fun there. So if you get a chance, give a shout out. We'll be able to add those in and share it with other people too. So hope you're having some fun at work in addition to making a great impact for the patients that we all serve, helping them to lose weight, live a healthier life, and just feel awesome. So until next time, this is Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, signing off, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.